Hawaii America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The United States has frozen the assets of five groups it believes are raising money for the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The group claimed responsibility for a suicide attack on a Jerusalem bus earlier this week that left 20 people dead. Judith Smelser reports.
In addition to the five groups, the U.S. Treasury Department has also frozen the assets of six Hamas leaders. It's the first time the United States has taken such an action towards the Palestinian group. President Bush called on other nations to follow suit in freezing Hamas assets and in recognizing the group as a terrorist organization. Washington has been pushing the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace in the region, but this week's bus bombing and Israel's retaliatory strike that killed a Hamas leader threatened to derail the plan. Judith Smelser, Washington.
The Archdiocese of Boston is reportedly offering $65 million to settle more than 500 claims from plaintiffs allegedly sexually abused by priests. That's $10 million more than an earlier offer, but attorneys for the plaintiffs say it's still not enough. Lawyer Mitchell Garabedian is upset that a source in the church apparently leaked the amount before he could discuss it with his clients.
Many victims live an emotional highway, and we can't have these leaks out there, which raise hopes, raise expectations, and in the end, just re-victimize these poor souls.
Attorneys for the plaintiffs are reportedly seeking up to $120 million for their clients. They do say that overall, working with Archbishop Sean O'Malley has been productive.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Denver's cops are entitled to their opinion. That was pretty much the extent of Mayor John Hickenlooper's response to an angry letter authored by the Denver Police Protective Association urging the mayoral transition team not to choose incumbent Jerry Whitman as the city's next chief of police and insinuating that officers will stop writing tickets as long as Whitman is in charge of the force.
They do a hard job, a difficult job, and they do a great job at making sure the city is safe. Do I think that they are the decision maker of, you know, who should be the next police chief? Obviously not.
The four candidates, including Whitman, are vying for the position of police chief. The mayor has interviewed all of the candidates but hasn't said when he will name his choice. The letter from the cops union dated July 23rd lists 12 areas of concern, including what the PPA calls a less than 50% approval rating of Whitman by the rank and file.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that it was a tornado last night that struck Ingram and Livingston counties in Michigan, uprooting trees and damaging several homes. WDIV-TV reports that among the areas hardest hit was Leroy Township, where several farms were destroyed. Farmer John Nock suffered extensive losses.
The barn was down. And I see all of our barns were down. The house is pretty well destroyed. And trees, it's kind of wild.
Knox says he's thankful his family wasn't hurt. Preliminary estimates put the tornado at an F1 with winds up to 110 miles an hour. Thousands of residents in the two counties are without power after the tornado snapped power poles, tossing the lines to the ground. It was a down day on Wall Street. Investors were profit-taking, and that led to a 75-point fall in the Dow Jones Industrial Average to 93.49. The S&P 500 was down 10 points to 9.93. The NASDAQ finished down 12 to 17.65. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no! But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh, yes! When I come back, I'll name names. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those, too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark, but some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil's survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, truth seekers. Yes, it is Friday. Boy, it's been a miserable week, hasn't it? Was it last Thursday when the blackout hit? Then over the weekend, when was the virus? Was the computer virus a week before? During that week, what a nasty, nasty week, huh? And then, of course, to bring it from the macro to the micro, the problems we had here last night, they're now taken care of. Not to worry, not to worry. It's just been a long, frustrating week. I guess you feel the same way. I don't know. Maybe you've had a great week. Again, we sometimes have a skewed, we being Kathy and me, a skewed point of view here because of... this is what we do. If we were, I guess if we were hernia surgeons, we would think the whole world was suffering from ruptures, right? Program produced by Catherine Bay tonight, Robin Bittman announces for us. Phone number here is 800-825-5937. That's 800-TALK-YES. Or email us, MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. We've got some amazing sound for you a little bit later tonight. Rumsfeld lying about Iraq. Wait a minute. What makes that amazing, Kathy? It's just normal. Also, Bush talking about salmon. You are going to have to hear this to believe it. When Kathy was cutting these sound bites tonight, I said, wait, back that up. What? You're not going to believe it. In our second hour, we're going to be joined by Brian Jolay of Free Speech TV. A lot of you are familiar with it. I don't know if you can only get Free Speech TV if you get your television reception by using a satellite dish. That's what we use. I found Free Speech TV about 3 years ago when we first got, what do we have, Dish TV? Is that what we have? Dish Network. And it is just an absolutely wonderful network. Amy Goodman is on there a lot. Anyway, Brian Jolay of Free Speech TV is going to join us during the second hour to discuss tomorrow's 40th anniversary of Dr. King's March on Washington. So we'll talk about that, too. But what I want to start with tonight, have you heard now the third country? Now it's Australia. The Australian government lied to its own people about the threat of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction in order to justify their involvement. Remember, they sent, a couple of thousand soldiers to Iraq? A former Senior Intelligence Analyst, Andrew Wilkie. This was the guy who resigned last March in protest over Australia's case for war. Back in March, Andrew Wilkie knew it was lies and deceptions. Hell, he was in the Australian equivalent of our National Security Agency. He knew that the government of John Howard was lying. So he resigned. That's the honorable thing to do. You would think that some of our people would resign. You'd think if they were honorable, Condoleezza Rice would resign. Of course, she's part of the plot. You'd think that Colin Powell would resign. He's sold his soul to the devil. You would think that other members of this cabinet would have the honor and the decency to resign. But no, this is the United States. This is our government here is corrupt down to its sneakers. But in Australia and in the UK, government ministers resign when they know that the leadership of the countries is lying. They resign. They make their case and resign. They say, I'm not going to have a part in the lies and the deception. Well, that is what Andrew Wilkie did, former senior intelligence analyst for the government of Australia. Resigned in March in protest over the lies being told to the people of Australia about the situation in Iraq. He said in testimony, see, they're having an investigation there, too. They're having an investigation in England. We will never have an investigation here. But the other two major white English-speaking countries who participated in this mass slaughter, they are having investigations. But we will not, because this is the United States of fools and jackasses. That's why. We don't care. The Brits and the Aussies still care a little bit about the idea of representative government and government that is held responsible. But we don't. We don't give a damn. In his testimony, Andrew Wilkie, former senior intelligence analyst, said, quote, the government, he's talking about John Howard's government in Australia, the government lied every time it skewed, misrepresented, used selectively, and fabricated the Iraq story. The exaggeration was so great, it was pure dishonesty, end quote. Now remember, this guy was a senior intelligence analyst with the Office of National Assessment, which is just like our National Security Agency, the NSA. This guy could not have been closer in to the guts of John Howard's government. This would be like John Poindexter in this country. I don't mean in his Poindexter is an immoral bastard, and obviously Wilkie is a decent, honorable man. But I mean in terms of his position in relation to the center of government. Okay? He went on to say in his testimony, quote, key intelligence assessment qualifications like probably or could or uncorroborated evidence suggests that was always dropped. Much more useful words, Mr. Wilkie says, were used like massive and mammoth, end quote. And then this article I have says, controversy has been raging in the United States, Britain, and Australia over accusations those governments manipulated intelligence on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction to justify the war with no evidence yet found of biological, chemical, or nuclear weapons. Well, yeah, that's a long sentence. But here's the thing. In Britain, in Australia, they are holding the leadership accountable. In this country, we're not. But by Christ, we want to know about Kobe Bryant and this freak over here in Alabama who wants to keep the Ten Commandments and his rubber-kneed followers. Oh, Jesus loves me, this I know. Oh! That's what we're interested in. The Aussies and the Brits are holding their government accountable. This parliamentary hearing that's going on in Australia is similar to what's happening with the inquiry being conducted in Britain. As a matter of fact, British Prime Minister Blair and Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon are due to give evidence next week. at the inquiry into the suicide of weapons expert David Kelly, who, as you know, is caught up in Blair's case for war with Iraq, and then killed himself. Now it turns out in testimony that he had said to some of his colleagues, if this blows, you will find me dead in the woods. Well, they found him dead in the woods. Back to Australia, John Howard, the Prime Minister there, said he has made the right decision. He made the right decision to send a 2,000-strong force to the Gulf, despite the fact that the people of Australia said no, like the people of Great Britain, like the people of the United States, like the people of France and Germany and Italy and Portugal and Colombia and Venezuela and Nicaragua and El Salvador and Canada and Mexico and Turkey. Mr. Wilkie said the Australian intelligence community had done an acceptable job in judging the threat posed by Iraq. And then they came up with the conclusion that there was no threat. None. But Wilkie added that sometimes the Australian intelligence community, because of a bias forced on it by U.S. intelligence, Australian government pressure, and politically correct intelligence officers who would not stray off the reservation and say, this is not true, the Australian government did what the British government and the government of the United States did. They lied to their own people and sent troops into this slaughter in Iraq, a situation that is becoming, if it is not already, has become, our equivalent of Russia's Chechnya. We're stuck. We cannot get out, and our people are going to die, and we're going to continue to kill their people. Have you noticed the pictures, how strangely similar to the IDF harassing Palestinians the pictures appear to be of the USA harassing Iraqi citizens? Have you noticed? The rest of the world has. The Arab world has. What was a country run by a nasty-ass tyrannical despot, Iraq, has now become a magnet for terrorist operations. Thanks, George, you jackass. Back to Mr. Wilkie in Australia. In his testimony, he said, quote, the government, that's the Australian government, was prepared to deliberately exaggerate the Iraqi weapons of mass destruction and terrorism threat so as to stay in step with the United States. The Australian government misled the Australian public over Iraq. Now, if the Aussies can conduct an investigation that exposes the lies and the deception of their government, if the Brits can conduct investigations that expose the lies and deceptions of their government, then why can we not? Because we're the United States of fools. We have become a confederacy of dunces. There's not one American in a hundred who can tell you the intricacies and subtleties of the lies put out there by the Bush administration regarding Iraq. But I will guarantee you probably one American in three can tell you about Kobe Bryant and Lacey Peterson. God have mercy on us. Oh, wait a minute, I can't say that because I don't believe in God. Quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody's got something.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. Come on, come on, come on, it's such a joy. Come on, it's such a joy. Come on, it's make it easy. Come on, it's make it easy. Take it easy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Cannon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, Tom Baudette for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Molloy Show.
Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Ugly
weapon. They flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise. Zebra.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Molloy.
The other interesting story here before we get to the Bush stupidity today is the what's going on over in Alabama. we touched on this a little bit this week. You know, the monument there that the Alabama State Supreme Court Chief Justice Ray Moore had made and placed in the rotunda of the state capitol of the Ten Commandments, which is really based on the Code of Hammurabi and has absolutely nothing to do with religion. It has to do with, oh, never mind. Anyway, Chief Justice Roy Moore was suspended finally today by a judicial ethics panel for his refusal to obey a federal court order to remove this graven image from the judicial building rotunda. Isn't there something in the Ten Commandments about not having graven images? Isn't that, what is it, number three, number four, something? So Roy Moore is going to burn in hell for all of eternity, of course. That's the penalty. If you, thou shalt not have graven images or something, I don't know. But you just openly defy the Christian God the way Roy Moore has. The Christian God will spend eternity pinching off little pieces of your flesh until there's nothing left. Moore was suspended with pay when the 9-member Judicial Inquiry Commission referred this complaint against this jackass to the Court of the Judiciary, which holds trial-like proceedings and can discipline and remove judges. Here is a thug, a Christian thug. And I'm sorry, you people who are real Christians who would not come within 1,000 miles of Roy Moore, I'm sorry to be painting with such a broad brush. I hope people understand the difference. I'm sure you do. Roy Moore is who we're talking about. Just like James Dobson and Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell and the rest of these defilers of the Christian faith. But Roy Moore, here's a guy who is such a knuckle-dragger, he will not obey the law. The law of the United States Supreme Court, the law of the federal judiciary, the law of his own the other 8 members on the Supreme Court and this jackass attorney general they have over there, Pryor, who is as much of a right winger as Moore. But the law is the law, especially where it concerns this stuff. Moore won't do it. So then why should anyone in any court in the entire state of Alabama obey any order from any court? You see? How can someone this ignorant of the law wind up as the Alabama Supreme Court Justice? Well, very, very simply, because they are elected. That's why. Mike in Denver said, about this Ten Commandments monument, why doesn't someone just put up a monument of some equivalent writing from the Quran right next to it? I'd love to see how these religious freaks would react to that. Well, of course, it's not about freedom of religion. It's about coercion. And these ugly trolls that say, well, you know, this country was founded on Christian principles. No, it was not. As a matter of fact, the framers of the United States Constitution did everything they could to stay away from Christianity. They were deists. That's because Charles Darwin had not come along yet. So they took the path of least resistance. Okay, there's a creator someplace or something, blind watchmaker, I don't know, it's all clockwork. So let's say, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. And from that, every one of them were agnostic. But these sick perversions of Christian the Christian faith have seized on certain words and phrases in the preamble to the U.S. U.S. Constitution. So say we're a Christian nation. No, you're not, you morons. All right, we're going to talk about this a little bit when we come back. So stick around. I would love to see Judge Roy Moore in jail, actually. But what's waiting for him in eternity is even better, because, like I said, God is going to pinch little pieces of his flesh off until there's nothing left. He's just going to pinch him to death.
In high places. They've stolen our country and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller.
Another Korean automaker is getting pressure from its workforce for better pay. By a 4-to-1 margin, 8,000 workers at Daewoo Motors voted yesterday to strike if they're not given a 24% raise. They follow workers at Hyundai, who struck for an 8.5% wage hike, and workers at Kia are in the midst of a series of partial walkouts for an 11% raise. Daewoo, however, is mostly owned by GM and may take a harder line on its workers' demands.
After months of wrangling, the United Steelworkers of America and Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company have a tentative new contract. If approved by some 19,000 steelworkers, the three-year deal would shut the doors on a Goodyear plant in Huntsville, Alabama, pink-slipping 1,100 workers in the process. Other details of the contract are not known, as union leaders are keeping tight-lipped on the fine print. It's not clear that the contract's ratification is a foregone conclusion. Many union officials believe Goodyear workers could reject the deal as they vote on whether or not to accept it over the next 2 weeks.
The stage is being set in the UK for the first widespread postal strike in 7 years. Talks on a new contract between the Royal Mail and 160,000 postal workers broke down this week, and the union plans to start strike balloting next week. Royal Mail has threatened that any strike would cause the money-losing service to lose even more business to private competitors, but many of those competitors are going on record saying they have no plans to try and move in on Royal Mail's market share during a strike. Royal Mail's offered a 14.5% wage increase but tied it to layoffs and a system-wide overhaul. The Communication Workers Union wants an 8% raise with no strings attached. The results of the strike vote should be known by mid-September.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have 2 chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, to talk to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
Don't you want to sell that little kid into slavery somewhere? Wouldn't that be fun? How much you give me for this little snot? Over at Bart Cop, someone named Bob posted this. In regard to the Ten Commandments memorial, I've heard a lot of BS about our judicial system being based on it. If you read them, you'll note that they have little to do with our constitutional system, nothing about freedom of anything, and mainly oriented to keeping the Jewish faith. Also, most of the founding fathers abhorred the Bible and only professed faith in God because they couldn't figure out how the universe had gotten here any other way. Their religion is known as deism and pretty much died out after modern astronomy, physics, and Darwinian evolution found a better way to explain the world. Now, they'd probably just be atheists. Right-wing religious zealots make a lot of... This guy wrote exactly what I just said. This is weird. Right-wing religious zealots make a lot of noise about God being mentioned in Declaration of Independence, but it was mainly a combination of the nature of formal language and the God of the deists, disinterested creator, as a default position. As a Buddhist, Bob writes, could I appeal a conviction from that wingnut judge on the grounds that his statements and that giant paperweight being in the court building constitute religious bias? Just wondering. And then Bart Cop answers, Bob, good point. I think anybody convicted of a right-wing Bible thumper, convicted by a right-wing Bible thumper, has grounds to appeal. What if the judge is as crazy as our unelected pinhead and claim God told him you were guilty? I love Bart Cop. So anyway, that's where we are. Now, there's just one more piece to the story, and then I'll come to your calls here. Because I notice a lot of you would like to say something about it. The other part to the story, as far as I'm concerned, that makes this just it goes from the ridiculous to the ugly insane. And these are the people who are crawling around the ground over there with their hands up in the air and their faces thrown back as if they're having sex, supporting this stupid Judge Moore and this stupid idea that that the Ten Commandments monument should be in the rotunda of the building that houses the Supreme Court. These fakey, slavish Christians who show up. They show up at abortion protests. They show up at Planned Parenthood. Now they show up here. They crawl around. They're just, I don't know, they creep me out. They totally creep me out. With their hands up in the air, they all look like they've just been told they're under arrest. You know, they put their hands up there. Oh! What is up with you people? So about 100 of these freaks apparently stood watch outside the Alabama Judicial Building last night.
Make sure that nobody came in there and stole God's Ten Commandments. Yeah. Ugh.
They brought their sleeping bags and their bedrolls like they were waiting to buy concert tickets to Ozzy Osbourne or something. But you've probably seen some of the video of these people. I'll tell you, I don't know. Now, building administrators, this building, they don't know what to do with this 2.5-ton piece of hog snot. But hundreds of more supporters. Who's this from? This is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It says here hundreds of supporters appeared outside the building. Many waved Bibles and shouted, Hallelujah! In a show of support for this jackass. Moore, after being told he had to remove everything, Moore said appeared on the steps of the building, and in what the AGC calls a fiery speech, he vowed to fight on. He said, "The fight to defend our constitutional right to acknowledge God must and will continue." But see, nobody's trying to stop you, you moron. You can pray until beads of blood break out on your forehead. You can pray and praise Jesus or whomever you want to praise until your eyeballs sink into your sockets. You can crawl from here to Jerusalem until your kneecaps explode. You don't understand, Moore. Nobody gives a damn. You can worship Coke bottles if you want to. Just don't impose it on our legal system, you moron. He went on to say, I will not violate my oath. I cannot forsake my conscience. I will not neglect my duty. And I will never deny the God upon whom our laws and country depend. Nobody's asking you to, jackass. I got a surprise for you, Judge Moore. God is waiting for you. He's going to pinch your head off and toss it into hell where the demons are going to chew on it. Who else are they doing that to? Oh, Ashcroft, that's right. There's going to be a lot of headless right-wingers wandering around just out the other side of the veil, right? Can't talk with your head off, can you? The Chief Justice then went on to say, to do my duty, I must acknowledge God. That's what this case is all about. No, it's not too stupid to breathe. It's not about acknowledging God. Acknowledge God until your hands bleed, until a wound appears in your side. Just keep it out of the courtroom. Moore said he will continue pursuing his appeal before the U.S. Supreme Court, which Kennedy has already said no. Supreme Court will decide this fall whether to hear the case. Joe Kahn, spokesman for Americans United for Separation of Church and State, said the chance of the nation's high court accepting Moore's appeal is, quote, about the same as the likelihood of a big snow in Montgomery in August, end quote. God, these people make me sick. In the first place, religion is so vile. It is so counter to the human spirit, to life. I said religion. I did not say spirituality. I said religion. If you can't differentiate between the two, don't call me and say, well, Mike, you're just a son of a bitch because you don't believe in God. I am all in favor of spirituality. I loathe and despise and spit on religion. It's filthy and vile and hateful. And as I've said before, this planet is waist deep in blood because of what religion has done. Awful stuff. Brother Sky Blue is calling in from Memphis. Hey, Brother Sky.
Hey, Mr. Malloy.
How you doing?
Mr. Malloy, you know, I tend to get carried away sometimes, but I have a bottom line. So if I get carried away, just tell me to go to my bottom line. You were very perceptive about those stone tablets that the judges there being graven images.
Yes, they are.
You know, the Ten Commandments, if I might for a minute about those, actually, that you're right, those were given to Moses. The thing that's important about the tablets of the Ten Commandments, at that point in history, you see, they weren't actually Ten Commandments. They were two tablets of five commandments each.
Right.
Now, the first tablet had the Israelites' responsibilities to their deity. The second tablet had these laws, their responsibility, their fellow men. All societies, since recorded history, even before that time, had laws against stealing and murder. That was nothing new.
Right.
What was new is that by the God of the Israelites incorporating these laws into spirituality and putting them on equal footing with the laws to the deity, it was a big advance for human civilization at that time. Of course, another big advance was when our Savior, Christ, was cornered about these Ten Commandments issue, which they tried to stone him because he was out picking corn on the Sabbath.
Right.
And they cornered him, says, well, all right, tell us. They was going to trick him. Well, which is the most important of these commands? Well, he chiseled those two tablets down to two simple, easy commandments that even the most simple, naive can remember. Honor God and treat your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these people, yeah, you're right. You know, these people, they don't own, these fundamentalist Christians, they don't own the Bible, and they don't own God. All they own are our airwaves in America. these right-wing fanatics like Rush Limbaugh and these other big mouths on the airwaves, you know,
right.
So, you know their names. They come out and they talk about, therefore, the Ten Commandments and stuff. And they could care less about the Ten. What church does Rush Limbaugh a member of, you know?
Right.
And these other people, they've hijacked Christianity. It's just, they are the Antichrist. It's a marriage of government and religion. You see, one thing about those laws, two tablets that Moses came down with, he made those civil laws part of religion. Of course, the ancient Israelite church wasn't a democracy. It was a theocracy.
There you go.
And that's what people don't understand today, is this separation. Like I said, I get carried away. But, you know, I am the only. Most Christians believe that Jesus Christ is going to come down in the clouds of the blue sky and he's going to make peace on earth. We have new understandings about the old stories in the Hebrew Bible, the book of Genesis.
Yeah.
God didn't literally create the earth in 7 days.
Yeah.
He didn't really literally have a flood. Noah wasn't a man that literally put every animal on this ark. These stories are all symbolism.
Okay, time to get to the bottom line.
Okay, well, the bottom line is that I am the second coming of Jesus Christ, and your show is I Can't Get on the Airwaves of America, and I've got on my wall my Plaster of Paris Ten Commandments,
yeah,
along with my framed certificate a membership in the National Rifle Association signed by Charlton Moses Heston, and I will fight to the death to keep them there.
Thank you, Brother Sky. Well, you got to love that guy.
Yeah.
Or else. Amen and amen and amen and amen again. Daniel is calling from High Point, North Carolina. Daniel, this is your first time calling, right?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the program.
Well, welcome. I don't know. I have a different opinion than you.
Say it again.
I have a different opinion than you.
Oh, you do?
I just don't see the damage of having the Ten Commandments there. And
Do you understand the necessity of keeping religion out of government? Do you understand that when religion becomes part of government, then the government has the right to kill people and destroy people who don't believe the way the government says they must? Do you understand that, Daniel?
No, not.
You don't. Okay, well, Daniel, I don't want to talk to you because you're obviously dumber than dirt. So adios, Daniel.
No, I don't understand that. Hell, what's that about?
Sorry. Look, I've said it before. I will not just gratuitously insult right-wingers who call this program until you make it impossible for me not to insult your ignorance. If you don't understand why it is so damned important to keep religion out of government, then I suggest you go back to start in third grade, morons, and read world history. Find out what happens when religion and government become incestuous and sleep together, and the world suffers. Have you never heard of the Crusades, morons? Have you never heard of the Inquisition, morons? Have you never heard of burning people at the stake, morons? Now get off my program. God, these people. Go away! Robin is calling from West Virginia. Hey, Robin.
Well, hey, Mike. First of all, you know, Brother Sky Blue apparently is blessed by God because he can speak without breathing.
He can. He can. I think he must breathe through other parts of his body than his nose and mouth.
Yeah, it's that Ecuadorian lizard eyelid breathing thing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. If this isn't a moment for the history geek, I don't know which one is.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Moore wants to resist the authority of the secular state, so I figured out, historically speaking, his role model. That is my job.
Okay, and that role model would be?
Thomas A. Becket.
Thomas A. Becket.
And now we need a Henry II to ask the people of Alabama, will no one rid me of this meddlesome priest?
Right.
Moreover, from a legal standpoint, though, Mike, you know, I'm waiting for Myron Thompson, the federal judge, to issue a rule to show cause.
Say that last part again.
A rule to show cause.
Yeah, that would be good.
Why he should not be held in contempt?
Well, he's going to be tossed out of the judiciary, I believe. What we need also in Alabama then is we before we get to Henry II, we need Henry VIII, don't we?
Yeah. But moving on, you mentioned the guy from Denver that had the good idea about putting a Quranic monument
next
to the Ten Commandments.
Right.
I've got the inscription,
and it will say
it is from Surah 572,
and
they do blaspheme who say God is Christ, the Son of Mary.
Ah, there you go.
So,
I wonder how that would play in Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, you know, we've got a little right-wing talk radio show that I avoid like the plague, but I happened to run across it on the radio this morning when I was taking my kids somewhere.
Yeah.
And the host was saying, well, I'm sure there's more than one entrance to the building there in Montgomery. And them people that don't like his monument, they can use one of them other entrances. Maybe the one that used to have blacks only written over.
That'd be a good place to start. Yeah.
But from a legal standpoint, Mike, and I don't want to take up too much time because I know you're probably loaded up with people on this subject.
Yeah.
These boobies. And you know, what are they but boobies?
Boobies is right.
They say the Ten Commandments is the basis of American law.
And it is not, and they are not.
Well, of course they're not. I mean, I wasted a little time wandering around a law school, and you know, you got things like Cook's Commentaries on the Common Law, you got the Court of King's Bench, you got equity. you know, there's only in the year 2066, the only 1,000-year reign of any empire will be celebrated, and that'll be the British Empire, and that's where we got our laws.
There you go.
And it just, all these people make me crazy.
Hey, Robin, thanks for checking in.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mike. You have a great night and a great weekend.
All right, sir, you too. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
Can't you see how weary and how sad, how disappointed I am after the golden chance you've had? Those soldiers are somebody's sons, their father's uncles, too. If you've been born a second later, that just might be you. Have you prayed for a way to forgive your latest enemy? Well, then do not do it in my name. Yeah, don't blame it on me. Yeah, please don't do it in my name. Don't blame it, no, on me.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have Click 6 web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Anacor Hotel.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. I think we're going to have a guest for just a few minutes, Brian Drolet, after the break. So stick around for that. If you're on hold and we start talking to Brian, it'll just very, very quick. This is about Free Speech TV. I'm sure most of you are familiar with it. They're going to be covering tomorrow's 40th anniversary. Boy, time rips by when you're having fun, doesn't it? 40th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s March for Jobs and Justice on Washington, D.C. back in 63. Jerry in Fresno writes in, "Hi, Mike. I wonder if these so-called Christians are aware that Thomas Jefferson was so skeptical of the Bible that he edited it to make his own version. Thomas Paine, the intellectual father of the American Revolution, wrote a scathing attack on the Bible in The Age of Reason. I agree with the French Enlightenment philosopher Diderot, who said, quote, and I'm paraphrasing here, quote, man will not truly be free until the last king is strangled by the entrails of the last priest," end quote. I didn't do any Diderot, and did you, Kathy? You did? Well, you studied French philosophy. It's nice having someone on this program who has been educated. It really is. Nancy is calling from East Tennessee. Hey, Nancy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
The last caller, he kind of touched on what I've been thinking about this whole Injustice Moore thing. You know, I think Moore and a whole lot of those people who are there supporting him were probably people who were raised by those white-sheeted Christians.
I think probably so. They all look kind of dodgy.
You know, that thought it was okay to burn churches.
Yeah.
As long as they had little black kids in them.
Yeah, if there's black people in them, burn them.
You know.
Or blow them up. That was, you know, like in Birmingham.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I grew up in Mississippi next door to Alabama, so I know that, you know, in certain areas, ignorance breeds ignorance, and, you know, it's epidemic in some places. Alabama is one of those very strange.
And I just want to make clear so people know the South does not have an exclusive franchise on ignorance and bigotry.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Right.
That's absolutely
right.
True.
We
ignorance is something that can be cured if you care. To cure it.
Right, stupidity is terminal.
Unfortunately, you know, not that many people care to, I suppose.
Well,
they get their soundbite news, you know, 15 minutes a day.
I've always believed that ignorance is curable, but stupidity is terminal.
It's forever. That's true. One other thing.
Nancy, you want to hold on? We got a break.
Sure.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. And now, if you're on hold, stay with us. When we come back, we may be talking with Brian Drolet from Free Speech TV for a few minutes, and then we'll come back to your phone calls. Do stick around. We have miles to go before we sleep. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, I'm calling about
about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. U.S. officials are looking into whether some United Nations staff may have helped in the bombing of the U.N. headquarters in Baghdad. The probe is focusing on Iraqi guards working in the compound who had former ties to Saddam Hussein's security service. The FBI is questioning a number of people in connection with the allegations. Steve Mort reports.
FBI agents and Iraqi police are looking into reports that Iraqis who worked both inside and outside the UN building may have helped those behind the bombing carry out the attack. Most of the building's security guards had been placed in jobs at the UN facility by Saddam Hussein's security service before the war. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says it's too early to tell if the claims are true.
The investigation is at an early stage. I haven't received an even preliminary report on the investigation, and I would hesitate to comment on that.
Many of the security guards who reported on UN staff movements when it was the headquarters for the weapons inspection teams were kept on after the fall of the Iraqi president. Steve Mort reporting.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
"I'm sorry" were the first words a 13-year-old Massachusetts boy said after he was critically burned when he and his friends threw cans of spray paint and butane on a bonfire. Ryan Kobus's condition has been upgraded to serious. Authorities say Kobus punctured a paint can with a shovel, igniting the flames that nearly consumed him. Family members told the Boston Herald that his first words after waking up were, "I'm sorry." He's in the intensive care unit of UMass Medical Center in Worcester, where he's expected to remain for at least a month. Doctors say they're concerned about infection. The National Weather Service has confirmed that it was a tornado last night that struck Ingram and Livingston counties in Michigan, uprooting trees and damaging several homes. WDIV-TV reports that among the areas hardest hit was Leroy Township, where several farms were destroyed. Farmer John Knock suffered extensive losses.
The barn was down, and all of our barns were down, and the house is pretty well destroyed, and trees, it's kind of wild.
Knox says he's thankful his family wasn't hurt. Preliminary estimates put the tornado at an F1 with winds up to 110 miles an hour. Thousands of residents in the two counties are without power after the tornado snapped power poles, tossing the lines to the ground.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Charges have been filed against a man accused of stabbing the son of former Oklahoma Congressman J.C. Watts, even though police have yet to find him. Police are looking for Stephen Micah Shane, a suspect in the stabbing of Gerald Christopher Watts. Shane has been charged in Cleveland County District Court with one count of assault and battery with intent to kill. Another man, still unidentified, also allegedly took part in the attack. The stabbing reportedly happened just after 1 a.m. on Tuesday in Norman, Oklahoma. Watts was treated at a local hospital for his stab wounds and released. Norman police suspect the incident may have been racially motivated. Earlier gains in today's session gave way to a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 75 points to 93.49. The S&P 500 slipped 10 points to 9.93. The NASDAQ slipped 12 to 17.65. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to Open Loop Recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Well, Brian Drolet of Free Speech TV obviously had a previous engagement. He did not call our magic number. So let me just say this. Free Speech TV is, first of all, you got to have satellite reception to get it. It's in about 12 million homes. They're going to broadcast live from D.C. tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. This is a commemoration. It's the 40th anniversary of the historic 1963 March on Washington. So if you do have Free Speech TV, you probably already know about this. If you have it and didn't know about it, now you know about it. Tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, tune in. Check it out. Okay? Okay. Now, back to Nancy in East Tennessee. Nancy, go ahead, wrap it up for me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, last night I called in, but it was very late. I didn't realize it. So, anyway, it was a point about how organized the Republicans are. You know, they tell them what to do. They just do it. There's no question. There's no argument. There's no, you know, it's just done. And if the tables were turned, and the Republicans were really worried about these voting machines and the lack of a paper trail and all this, I think they would just, George Bush would say, all right, I want all 50-plus million of you that vote to vote absentee ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to monitor every precinct in the country.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And they would win. I mean, if the Democrats did that.
Right.
But, you know, it's like Will Rogers, you know, he said, I belong to no organized party. I'm a Democrat.
That's right.
And, you know, but, I mean, I know at least some point every night you make a real point of it's imperative we get this bunch out of there.
That's true.
If we are to survive.
That's very
true.
And
we're going to have to come up with some kind of a plan to do this. Because if we just go along and we just let all these machines, I mean, you know, look what happened in Georgia.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And if that's all over the country, there's just not a prayer that these people are going to get out of there.
Yeah, yeah. It is. That is a defining issue with these thugs. And I'm not sure at this point, Nancy, how it's going to be resolved. But resolved it must be. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, your thoughts on that. Anything that can be done. I mean, we've shown, like, with the anti-war movement. I mean, that just grew, that grassroots thing.
Well,
it was real and it was big.
I think if it's ever proven that there was vote fraud, other than the vote fraud that resulted in this thug being in the Oval Office, I think there would be open revolution in this country. I really do.
If it happens again.
Yeah, I think so. Nancy, thanks for checking in.
Okay.
All right, you have a nice weekend. Okay, where are we? Trey is calling from Dallas, Texas. Trey, this is your first time calling, right?
Yeah, it sure is, Mike.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Well, I've been listening for a few months ever since I discovered Sirius Radio, and you are very much welcome. It's a very much welcome oasis here in Dallas, in the land of the right-wing talk show host, let me tell you.
Well, thank you. It's not just Dallas, though, as you know. It's every single metropolitan area in the country. You very seldom hear anything other than Rush Limbaugh clones. On this network. The problem is with this network right now, although they're trying to correct the problem, is that most of our audience comes via the Internet. Hopefully this network will grow and expand and will be eventually on a radio station in Dallas. We can hope.
Okay, well, I predict Sirius will expand. I don't know satellite radio.
Yeah, well, right, absolutely. People who are listening on satellite radio, there's no problem. The problem is with satellite radio for a lot of folks right now is they don't have it.
Right.
But I think that's going to change a bit too. But anyway, that's not why you called.
Oh no, I'm a sales rep for Dish Network. To say that, I mean, I think that's what's more refreshing. But when all I could listen to was Hannity and Limbaugh. I mean, I was really high strung all day long. but my teeth were gritted the whole day long, and it's been so much more relaxing now that I don't have to listen. Now that's not my only choice.
That's great. Trey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
I hope you're going to be a regular. Take care.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mike.
All right.
Please.
You bet. Yeah, I know what he means. Teeth on edge. I had to stop. I had to stop listening to talk radio altogether. Doctor's orders. When he gave me, what did he give me? What am I taking? Zestril? Is that what I'm taking? I'm taking very low dose. So I'm only taking 10 milligrams. But he said, you got to stop listening to right-wing talk radio. I said, why are you yelling? He said, I'm not. Oh, my God. 800 talk, yeah. What do you want me to do? Okay, more phone calls. All right, just one last thing here. Reverend Debu sent this in. Blah, blah, blah. He sent me a quote from Bill Hicks. Now, a lot of you have told me to check out Bill Hicks' CDs, albums. I'm going to do it. This weekend, I'm going to buy Arizona Bay, or his last album, according to Reverend Debu, is Rant in E Minor. That album was done when Hicks knew he was dying of cancer, and much like Andy Kaufman, he went totally for broke and said stuff that could have ended a career of somebody who wasn't already under a cancer death sentence. That's what Reverend Debu wrote me. But here's a quote from Bill Hicks. Ever notice that people who believe in creationism look really unevolved? Yeah, I have noticed that. I have indeed. All right. Where are we? Our active duty military dude, Sean, is checking in. Hey, Sean, how are you?
How's it going, Mike?
It's going fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I look rather uninvolved, too, but I don't believe in creationism. I got the hair on the knuckles, and they drag on the ground and everything, you know.
So, yeah, yeah.
But it's not all of us. And I know what you mean by it's all over the world, or all over the country, because I'm from Minnesota, and that's the mini Bible Belt up there, let me tell you.
Well, it seems like there's Bible belts all over the place. It really, really does. There are a few areas that are not Bible belt, but yeah, Minnesota. Of course, most of the people up there are Methodists, aren't they?
Well, there's a smattering of different religions. There's a lot of born again movements up there.
Yeah.
There's if you go north, you'll find the Catholic.
I don't mean a Methodist. I meant Lutheran. A lot of Lutherans up there.
Yeah, lots of Lutherans. Like the New Ulm area, full of German Lutherans. And there's the Hibbing area, full of Catholic Poles.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Paul is absolutely loaded with Catholic Irish and so on.
Right.
The thing that I wanted to bring to your attention.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of David Barton?
David Barton? No, I have not.
Okay, he's the founder of a group called the Wall Builders. It's a rather auspicious name for these particular people. They're main goal is to exert, this is what I got from their website, exert a direct and positive influence in government, education, and the family by, one, educating the nation concerning the godly foundation of our country, two, providing information to federal, state, and local officials as they develop public policies which reflect biblical values, and three, encouraging Christians to be involved in the civic arena.
All right, well, these people are to be avoided like the plague, then.
Absolutely. The problem is these guys have been spewing out propaganda for a long time.
Yeah.
Some, not the least of which are, they make up false quotes that they say our founders spoke. And I've talked with a lot of religious people who say, this is a Christian nation, and our founders were Christians, and blah, 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 blah. And a lot of these people got their quotes that supposedly the founders said from this David Barton guy.
Right.
So I'd like to encourage everyone out there to, if they hear something from Thomas Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin or James Madison or Thomas Paine or any of those guys who we consider founding fathers that sounds religious, check it out. Because a lot of these quotes, none of them are backed up. In fact, this David Barton guy was taken to court on this issue by Positive Atheism is the name of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to basically recant about 20 statements that he said the founding fathers made.
Well, so many of these people, like Dobson, Falwell, and Robertson, and this guy you're talking about, and Judge Roy Moore, not only are they stupid as dirt, but they're liars. They're just absolute liars. They make stuff up. And doesn't it say, is there a commandment that says not to lie? I don't even know. Is there one?
Thou shalt not,
bear false witness, right. Yeah. So if in doing this, like I said, they're all going to have their heads pinched off when they die and go through the veil. If there is a God, he's going to pinch off their heads and toss it into hell so that the demons can use it as a soccer ball.
Right. Well, you know, I went through and dug up some actual quotes that Jefferson and Madison and Benjamin Franklin all actually quoted. With references, cross-reference, and everything, I emailed it to you. I emailed in my regular rant email. I've been emailing you quite a bit.
I'll check it out, and I do appreciate it. There's the music, Sean.
All right.
All right, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Quick break here, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your hands?
Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome. I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Ideas. I'm often asked where I get the ideas for my commentaries. A few ooze out of my own feeble brain, but to paraphrase the old crooner Perry Como, I get stacks and stacks of ideas from you good folks. Some are serious, some semi-serious, and some just plain fun to think about. In the fun category is one emailed by Rose Marie, who had heard my piece about corporate tax scammers that reincorporate in Bermuda to dodge paying their U.S. taxes. I had suggested that the CEOs of these outfits should always have to wear Bermuda shorts so we could know who they are. Rose Marie, however, felt this didn't go far enough. Rather, she writes, we should make this slime wear the Bermuda shorts on their head. Mr. W. Bain is more serious. A World War II veteran from California, he writes that he's sick of hearing politicians talk about supporting our troops in war, then turning their backs on the troops after they come home. So, to provide a measure of financial fairness to those who are putting their lives on the line in Iraq, he wants all of them to be awarded shares of stock in Halliburton, Bechtel, and the other Pentagon contractors and oil companies that are making a financial killing there. Another productive idea comes via email from Nora, who thinks that George W.'s multi-billion-dollar tax giveaway to the super-rich is stupid. While the Millionaires Club will average nearly $100,000 each from the Bush boondoggle, most families are being tossed only $400 as a sort of hush puppy. Rather than pocket this pathetic political bribe, Nora suggests that we send the money to our favorite presidential candidate, so Bush pays for his own usurpation. Then there's Bob, who says that Bush's bizarre babblings about weapons of mass destruction are clear evidence that he should be declared formally insane and removed from office. Check Bob's website at madgeorge.us. This is Jim Hightower saying, thanks for the ideas. Keep them coming.
Truth, Justice, and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
24 past the hour. JP is calling from Dawsonville, Georgia. Hey, JP, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, Mike. Let's see. I kind of got interested in all those subjects you were talking about. I almost forgot about what I called about.
Right. That'll happen. I know you've been holding on since God was a teenager. I apologize for that, JP.
That's all right. The main thing I called about was I think everyone's most people have almost lost track of the whole reason Bush claimed we went into Iraq.
Yeah, well, you don't hear it anymore. No discussions about weapons of mass destruction. Media doesn't talk about it. Nothing.
I was watching a TV show today, something I had on tape, called Frontier in Space. It was a old Doctor Who episode. I'm not sure if you've ever seen it before.
I've seen Doctor Who episodes, probably not that one.
Well, the idea behind this episode was you had two races. You had Earth and you had the Draconians. And these two races were at each other's throats. And a third party was trying to put them at war.
Yeah.
But the political leaders of each planet wasn't willing to listen to the good guy, of course, who is the doctor, because they had their own political motives for going to war.
Right.
So if they've gone to war and destroyed each other, this third race would have gone in and destroyed both planets.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is...
You want me to open up a vein?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, when you think about it, who has an interest in having us invade and occupying Iraq,
yeah.
invading and occupying Afghanistan, yeah. invading and occupying Syria?
Israel?
Well, they might have a minor interest. But
who has a major interest?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, you have a lot of countries out there who want to be superpowers but aren't superpowers.
China?
Yeah, China, Russia.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we had a real commander-in-chief, you know, he would see this. He wouldn't go in and just attack, you know, Afghanistan, before we went in and attacked, they were offering to help. They were saying, we will help you go in and find the Al-Qaeda elements, find bin Laden,
right.
and take them down.
Right.
But Bush didn't want to hear that. He wanted to just take down the country, take down the government, and occupy Afghanistan.
That's
the same thing with Iraq.
That's very true. That's very true. And, well, I think we get the point. I think we understand what you're saying, JP, and that's precisely what we've been talking about on this program for months.
Right. And, you know, I wish people... You know, the problem is people just don't, I think people are thinking, you know, it's either about war or peace, but it's much deeper than that. I think it's, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want you to stick around, JP, because coming up right after this next break, we're going to have Bush talking to us about helicopters and salmon. All right? I'm serious. I'm serious as a heart attack. All right?
All right.
All right, JP, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. Yeah, here's the deal. Let me give you a setup, and then we got a break here in just about a minute. Bush was up in the Northwest doing his No Tree Left Behind spiel out there for the people in Oregon and Washington. About 2,000 protesters, some shouting shame on Bush, met him yesterday. This is the group, 2,000, that CNN said, oh, about 250. Then he went to the University of Portland, where he spoke at a $1 million fundraiser for only people who paid to get in. And on and on and on and on. But today he went to a dam to talk about... well, I'll tell you about it when we come back. You've got to hear this sound. Stick around.
Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
An author gives a first-person account of efforts to interfere with commercial whaling. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. It's an Antarctic game of cat and mouse. Greenpeace activists hide in boats behind icebergs as Japanese whaling ships approach. Their aim is to harass the whalers, disrupting their hunting efforts for the day. Kieran Mulvaney has been on many of these excursions, and he's written a new book about it called The Whaling Season. Mulvaney says the Greenpeace actions, which began in the 1970s, have two goals.
The first is really just to try and interfere with the whaling operations, to make it as difficult as possible for the whalers to kill whales, to harass them for long enough and well enough that they end up killing fewer whales than they otherwise would. And on the other level, to document those actions and use the actions as a way to continually remind people that this whaling is going on, that it hasn't gone away, that pressure needs to be maintained to bring it to an end.
Mulvaney's book describes the huge factory ships, swift hunting vessels, and high technology that the whalers use to chase their prey, which they shoot with explosive harpoons. The whalers are technically within their rights to hunt under International Whaling Commission rules, but Mulvaney says the need to protect the animals and alert the public justifies nonviolent interference.
I'm angry at what our species has done to these other species over the last 200 years or so, and I'm angry that it's still continuing. I'm angry that these people lie repeatedly about their purposes, about their goals, about how many whales there are, about what happens down in the Antarctic, and I just don't think that they should be allowed to get away with it, and we're going to do whatever we can in a peaceful way to bring this whaling to a halt.
Mulvaney says most whale species are in serious trouble, and the animals face a growing list of environmental threats. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
Is this Mark? Is this our webmaster? Where's that music you were playing going out? Going into that break. I want the audience to hear that. Listen to this, y'all. That's from the CD Merge, right? Is that what it is? That's by our own webmaster, Mark Marshall, a man of many talents. The song is Stereo Crime. But what was that? What was that one you played? Going out of Air Car was he's got some pretty good club dance music there, doesn't he? It's good stuff. Bush was in Washington stammering about helicopters and salmon and the evils of foreign foods. Today, he went to Ice Harbor Lock and Dam on Lake Sacagawea and the Snake River. And he was there to talk about how the endangered Pacific salmon population is rebounding, even as this dam's power plant continues to generate power for the area. Now, the fish are struggling to survive. We all know this. Bush is stupider than a boatload of cow manure, or a wagon load, I should say, of cow manure. So, you know, what does he know from salmon? He tries to wing it here. You've got to hear this. We're going to play it for you in a minute. Now, environmentalists, people understand fish, say the change in wild fish stocks is small and has little to do with the implementation of policies to help the salmon get around the dam on their spawning migrations up and down the Snake River. The dam, you can make a case for the dam, go ahead. But don't make a case for the dam and at the same time say, well, it's, increasing the fish stocks. No, it isn't. It is decimating the fish stocks because they can't go where they need to go to spawn, which means procreate, which means baby salmon. So, George, If you can't have baby salmon, then the fish stocks are going to decline, you doofus. Barry, who lives out there, emailed in, Mike, I was watching CNN for a few minutes today and caught Bush's press conference in Seattle. It was surreal, listening to Bush talk about the freedom in Iraq and how the resistance hates the idea that we're bringing freedom to the people there. Yada, yada. When he was making these comments, CNN was showing file footage of fully armed U.S. soldiers forcibly rushing into private homes in Baghdad, like police drug raids here, setting fires, driving tanks around the city. It was an unfortunate visual backdrop to Bush's comments, unless people are ignorant enough to believe that these images of heavily armed occupation and martial law are the new face of freedom. Now, the reason I wanted to include what Barry wrote here is because you're going to hear Bush comment on that, too. Now, Bush is up there with his no tree left standing policy, where it concerns or no tree left behind. And I want you to listen to this. Now he's at Field King County. He's at Boeing Field, King County International Airport in Pasco, Washington. This was today, right? Is there rushing water? No, there's no rushing water in the background here. Not in this one, but there's an airplane that comes over. Okay, here he is explaining why a healthy forest is a clear-cut forest. In other words, a forest that doesn't exist.
Yesterday, I choppered over the fire in Oregon and saw the effects of a backward forest policy, a policy that has allowed for undergrowth to develop and provide the kindling necessary for explosive fires. I saw some interesting signs that save our, you know, the mature large trees. I agree. And I also saw the fires destroy the mature stands of large trees. It's unbelievably how powerful these fires rage throughout. And we've got to do something about it. A healthy forest initiative will help protect the resources of a resource-based economy.
Don't you wish that airplane had a heat-seeking missile on it right about then, huh? Don't you wish it did? Now, the last line there, he says, a healthy forest initiative will help protect the resources of a resource-based economy. What? But that, you know, that's Bush. Now, here he goes. Now he's in front of Ice Harbor Lock and Dam in Burbank, Washington. This might be a campaign slogan for 2004. We want strong salmon.
Today, there are a lot fewer salmon in the waters. And the mission has got to be to fight the decline. We want the salmon to live. We want the quality of life in this part of the world to be strong as well.
We want the salmon to live. God bless the salmon. Live, salmon, live. Bush apparently still believes that humans and fish can coexist peacefully.
You know, one of the great things about our national security is that we don't have to worry about food from some other country. We produce enough to eat here in America, and that's good for our national security. I can't say the same for energy, by the way. We're reliant upon foreign sources of energy. That is a problem for national security. We're not reliant upon foreign sources of food, and that's important. This dam helps us become so that we don't get reliant upon foreign sources of food.
Is this guy just dumber than a cow full of manure? You know, one of the great things about our national security is we don't have to worry about food from some other country. We produce enough to eat here in America, and that's good for our national security. I can't say the same for energy, by the way. Well, maybe now, because we got Iraq. We're reliant upon foreign sources of energy. That is a problem for national security. We're not reliant upon foreign sources of food. And that's important. This dam helps us because so that we don't get reliant upon foreign sources of food. For God's sake, save the salmon. I have absolutely no idea what he's talking about here.
Commerce happens. People can make a living. People have food on the table so they can feed their families. At the same time, the salmon are getting more plentiful. It's a positive story. And it's a story we've got to continue to make sure that stays positive. We have shown the world that we can have good quality of life and at the same time save salmon.
Save salmon. Win valuable prizes. What does he say, Kathy? Commerce happens. I've heard that phrase with a different word in front of happens. Begins with S and ends in T. Commerce happens. Now, there's a bumper sticker for you. Commerce happens, he says. People can make a living. People have food on the table so they can feed their families. Oh, really? We thought food was on the table to feed the cockroaches, you moron. At the same time, the salmon are getting more plentiful. No, they're not, George. They're getting less plentiful. And it's a positive story. And it's a story we got to continue to make sure stays positive. What? We have shown the world that we can have good quality of life and at the same time save salmon. Remember the slogan, save Russian Jews, win valuable prizes? That's what this reminds you of. Save salmon, win valuable prizes. Oh, my God. Now! Back at Boeing Field, King County International Airport in Pasco, Washington. Too stupid to be president. Tries to answer a reporter's question regarding troops in Iraq.
Mr. President, it seems like the conflict in Iraq is becoming more of a guerrilla war directed against the West or international institutions, you know, like the UN. How important is it that more countries contribute to troops to Iraq, Mr. President?
It's the way I view this is that Iraq is turning out to be a continuing battle in the war on terror.
Duh.
We're getting better human intelligence. Every day that goes by, we're getting more solid evidence from Iraqi citizens about the whereabouts of certain former thugs.
Like Elliot Abrams?
Current thugs of a former regime, is a better way to put it.
Yeah.
Like Chemical Ali.
And your dad.
And we're winning. And we've been there for 120 days since major operations. Something like that.
Yeah,
we haven't been there a long time.
Yeah, who cares? Something like that. 120 days, something like that. Who cares? You know, how many we got dead over there? 290? Oh, who cares? We got lots more. Christ, we got 150,000 people there. What's 290 dead? That's pretty good. Hell, when I was in the Texas Air National Guard, you know, when I was in Vietnam, hell, I saw more people than that die in a week. You punk. You filthy punk. I killed half that many in Texas. Hell, that's nothing. Answering a reporter's question regarding his scrappy economy and jobs record.
Mr. President, 3 tax cuts, 2 wars, and now a new military role in Liberia. And your administration is now projecting deficits up near $1 trillion this year and next. Meanwhile, a major jobless recovery, as you've just mentioned here today in Washington. And, well, hell, Wall Street is becoming more and more nervous about the effect of these deficits in the long-term economy. Can this economy sustain long-term deficits?
Now, you know the Bush is thinking, get this bastard's name and turn it over to John Ashcroft.
Let me remind the people that to whom you're writing this erudite article, what caused the deficit.
Smart ass.
It was caused by the lack of revenues coming to the Treasury because of a recession.
That you caused.
Half of the deficit was because of the recession that took place in the first quarter, first 3 quarters
yeah,
of 2001.
Go. Yeah, there you go.
And remember, the stock market started to decline in March of 2000.
You liar.
And then we were at war.
No, you caused it.
And I decided to request from Congress enough money to fight and win the war. That's
uh-huh.
what the American people expect.
Ah.
They expect a commander-in-chief to support the troops.
Yeah, when are you going to do that?
And that's what I did and will continue to do.
Oh, you lying little weasel. George, why don't you just ever come out and say, look, let me tell you people something. You call me being stupider than a wagon load of horse manure? You people are crazy. You people, you Americans, are so damn stupid. If you had any spine, any backbone, any guts at all, when I stole this election, you would have hauled my ass out of the White House and burned me at the stake. You all deserve exactly what you're getting. You're stupid. You're amotivational. I've caused two wars. How about that? I've cut taxes twice for my rich buddies. I am destroying the environment. I'm destroying education. I'm destroying anything. And you morons sit back on your haunches and don't do anything. And you call me stupid because I can't put together a compound sentence? You call me stupid? You and that little twerpy progressive radio show host, Malloy, what's his name, always making fun of me with his damn sound bites? You people call me stupid? Hey, I'm the President of the United States. Hey, I send people to die every day. I order people killed every day. And you call me stupid? I've destabilized the entire state of California, which has the eighth largest gross domestic product in the planet? You call me stupid? I've got my brother in Florida who stole the election for me. You call me stupid, America? You say I'm destroying this economy? You're damn right I am, because I got people to pay off. And you stupid sheep are going to sit there on your haunches. You're not going to say squat. Screw your polls. I'm in control. I'm going to remain in control. I've got people like Ashcroft. You think I like Ashcroft? He's a psychopath. But he runs the Justice Department. You think I like Rumsfeld? He's a psychopath, but he runs the Defense Department. I'm surrounded by psychopaths who will kill you in a second. And you call me stupid? Take a look at what I got going down at Guantanamo in Cuba. Take a look at that. Take a look at my military tribunals. Take a look at the way I seize people in foreign countries and put them in dog cages down in Cuba. And you call me stupid? You call me stupid. I own your asses. I own all of you. You're my Negroes on my plantation. And you will do exactly what I say. And you will kiss my ass when I tell you to. You will jump up in the air and click your heels when I tell you to. And you will let me destroy your country, your institutions, your respect for religion, all of it. Because I'm George W. Bush. And I've had lots of experience, and my family has had experience. Hell, we financed Hitler. Do you folks forget that? You folks call me stupid? I got rid of 6 million Jews. My grandpa did. And we're going to get rid of the other 4 million over there in Israel. This whole thing about the Middle East is just a scam and a joke. These are apostates. These are people who don't accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they will die. And you people call me stupid? Go ahead, make fun of me because I talk about salmon on the Snake River. Go ahead. But I got the last laugh. And you know why? Because the Army is mine. The Navy is mine. The Marine Corps is mine. I control this country. And I will control as much of the world as I feel like controlling. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, you'll do about it. Because you're sheep. And you call me stupid. Well, I have a surprise for you people. And it's coming in 2004. Trust me. You go down to the polls, vote like control. You're a nation of sheep.
No, I've always, you know, a dictatorship would be a heck of a lot easier. There's no question about it. You're a nation of sheep.
Dad, someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day. Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up. Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone. How can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Mike Molloy Show.
Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
Alrighty then.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Welcome back to the It's Not Your Fault You Didn't Know show. We're talking about the best way to spend your weekends, and we have two special guests right now. On the phone is the Terminator himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Arnold. And our other guest in studio is George W. How are you today, Mr. Bush?
What's the matter?
Okay, all of our listeners want to know what you do on your weekends. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can listen to the best of left-of-center political talk radio on Sundays now on IE America Radio Network.
Amazing.
George, yeah, your final words.
Stop it!
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow, same time. Have a nice day.
Just shut up!
The best of progressive talk radio can be heard on Sundays now on IE America Radio Network. For more information, call 1-800-397-8255 or go to IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Making the pie higher so that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Molloy.
It's Mike Molloy. Five before the hour. We may have some sound for you a little bit later also. Some Rumsfeld stuff that is really kind of scary. All right, so stick around. We have another hour to go here. Marge is calling from Maryville. Hey, Marge. Maryville, Indiana.
Hi there.
Hey.
Well, you know,
I'm going a totally different direction right now, but it's sort of relating to Bush and his damn campaign money.
Yeah.
Every time he gets on the stupid plane, the price of gas at the pump goes up 20 cents a gallon.
That's about
And true. I don't like being forced into contributing to his campaign.
I hear you. I hear you, Marge.
It.
Why is you know,
we got to start paying attention to the business page is what I'm saying.
Gas here in the Atlanta area has gone up about 18% in the past 3 weeks. I never understand the rise and fall of gas prices, gasoline prices. But is there something going on that I know here in Atlanta this city has become so polluted that we have to use low sulfur gasoline in the summer months. So the refineries say, well, that costs a lot more to produce, so we're going to just make you pay for it more, 18-19% more, when it really doesn't cost that much per gallon to refine low sulfur gasoline. But it's happening all over the country, and
been doing it for 100 years, and they're telling us that it's costing more to refine low sulfur gasoline. Methinks that white men speak with forked tongues.
Well, I think they do too, but the rest of the country is not Atlanta. I realize there are other terribly polluted cities, but it just galls me to see the way the Bush crime family supporters gouge the American public on and on and on. We shouldn't be using gasoline anyway. We should be
left, right, and sideways, just like this corner of the state. Is right next to Chicago, and they've got a major highway that goes through here,
right,
with big 18-wheelers, back and forth. But we're the ones that have to go down once every 2 years and have our cars tested for emission.
Are you talking about I-94?
80-94, yeah.
80-94, yeah, right.
What is commonly referred to as the Borman Expressway. And besides that, every couple years or every summer, they come out with their load of peanut butter and they patch up the holes and they charge us three times more than what it's worth. You know, I swear to God, I don't think I dreamt it, but at least 10 years ago, maybe longer, somebody came up with some kind of a compound, and I don't remember what it was. I'm kind of sort of thinking it had something to do with ground-up tires, which would be a good place to put them.
Hey, listen, hold on a second. You think about it. While we do this break, we'll come back and we'll see if you've come up with it, Marge. Quick break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
There's gas in our hemisphere, and the fundamental question is, where is it going to come from? I'd like it to be American gas.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Here's Nancy in the background. Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really? You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The United States has frozen the assets of five groups it believes are raising money for the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The group claimed responsibility for a suicide attack on a Jerusalem bus earlier this week that left 20 people dead. Judith Smelser reports.
In addition to the five groups, the U.S. Treasury Department has also frozen the assets of six Hamas leaders. It's the first time the United States has taken such an action towards the Palestinian group. President Bush called on other nations to follow suit in freezing Hamas assets and in recognizing the group as a terrorist organization. Washington has been pushing the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace in the region, but this week's bus bombing and Israel's retaliatory strike that killed a Hamas leader threatened to derail the plan. Judith Smelser, Washington.
Supporters of Chief Justice Roy Moore gathered in front of the Alabama Judicial Building this morning and set fire to copies of a federal order to remove a monument of the Ten Commandments. Andy Parrish was there.
Singing, praying, chanting, and the revving of Harleys filled the air around the Alabama Judicial Building this week as hundreds of Ten Commandments supporters arrived from around the country. Though united in their support for Moore's defiance of the federal court order, they came from all walks of life, from leather-clad bikers for Jesus on Harley-Davidsons to a street preacher from Chattanooga. One group brought newspapers supporting white supremacist David Duke, but that didn't turn away a few black teenagers like Ashley Hall.
I'll be honest, I'm here to prevent the removal of it because I feel there's nothing wrong with it. The aspect of religion is here, is everywhere, really.
More supporters indicated plans to physically block the removal of the monument if possible. Andy Parrish reporting.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Patrick Dennehy Sr., the father of slain Baylor basketball player Patrick Dennehy Jr., has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. It names Baylor University, school president Robert Sloan, former athletic director Tom Stanton, and former head coach Dave Bliss, and the school's board of directors. Attorney Richard Laminack says Mr. Dennehy and parents everywhere demand that someone bear the responsibility for Patrick Dennehy's death.
Mr. Dennehy and parents everywhere demand accountability.
The lawsuit said that the defendant's acts and omissions directly led to Patrick Dennehy's wrongful death and seeks damages for physical pain, mental anguish, medical expenses, and court costs. Laminack said they decided to file the lawsuit in Houston to ensure a fair trial since Baylor carries so much influence in Waco.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping, and Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
During the biggest blackout in North American history, New York City doctor Joshua Sonnet received a phone call telling him that donor lungs were available for one of his patients in desperate need. New York Newsday reports Sonnet immediately agreed to take the lungs, but then had to find patient Paul Giella. There were no computers, only spotty phones, and travel to hospital was questionable. By candlelight, a hospital worker started to look for Giella. She found phone numbers for 32 people named Giella, but was able to reach the patient on the fifth call. Giella was helicoptered to the hospital where, in spite of the blackout, he got a new pair of lungs. Giella is now breathing without an oxygen tank for the first time since April. It was a down day on Wall Street. Investors were profit-taking, and that led to a 75-point fall in the Dow Jones Industrial Average to 93.49. The S&P 500 was down 10 points to 9.93. The NASDAQ finished down 12 to 17.65. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no!
But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh, yes. When I come back, I'll name names. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those, too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark. But some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Oh, that's awfully loud.
Welcome back.
All right, back to Marge in Maryville, Indiana. Marge, go ahead. Wrap it up. Or did you think of the substance used to fill in potholes?
Peanut butter and chewing gum.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Well, I don't know what they're using, but they have to keep doing it every year because they didn't pay enough for it the last time around.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about highways, though. You've driven on I-65. You get 50 miles south of Gary, and you can see the pall in the sky, you know, the pollution and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we got two or three steel mills down here. Well, they're sort of still working, and plus the refinery in Whiting.
Right.
I mean, it just... You'd think that gas would not be a problem around here,
yeah.
But, you know, 20 cents every week, and then it comes down a penny or two, and then it goes back up another 15, 17 cents.
Hey, look, the Bush crime family supporters have got to make money. That's why they put him in office. This is just payback. You just have to grin and bear it, Marge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do I have to like it?
No, but grin and bear it. This is Bush's country. You and I are just passing through, sweetheart. Marge, thanks for checking in.
See you in the funny farm.
All right.
Take care.
You have a nice evening. All right. A couple of quick emails here, then back to your phone calls. From Anna. In reference to the Ten Commandments thing, she says, Anna writes, "The Ten Commandments monument is butt ugly. That thing is aesthetically grotesque. The supporters that are so whipped up into a frenzy make me think of a bunch of crazies doing the hoochie-coochie in front of an Elvis on Velvet painting. At the unveiling of this thing, more hoped that the day would bring, quote, a return to the knowledge of God in our land, end quote. This is standard flying monkey right fare. They invent or create a reason to show how oppressed they are and then get everyone all whipped up about fighting the oppressors. Continuing in true fascist schematics, they then expound about how they are going to take the nation back to the idyllic, romantic, and totally phony past, and attempting to merge their nutty notion of religion with the government. Inscribed on the sides of the ugly glob of granite are laws of nature and nature's God. In God we trust, and one nation under God. In this way, these people extrapolate that any realistic constitutional resistance to that stupid statue is a bone marrow felt attack, not only on their personal religion, but also on the good old U.S. of A. Too bad. So sad. Quack, quack, quack." Yeah, Anna, I, of course, every once in a while I come across something where one of these Christian, and anytime you hear me use the word Christian on this program, just see the quotes around the word, okay? It's Christian, quote, quote. Okay? You understand what I'm saying there? All right. Every once in a while I come across one of these Christian leaders who talks about how oppressed Christians are in this country. And I just want to smash things, preferably the speaker. You know, I'm sorry. You all know that I'm just really prone to violence. I'm sorry. That's just my nature. I can't seem to escape it. I'm just kidding. If you knew what I did every morning at sunrise and at noon, you'd be proud of me. I have a drink. What the hell do you think I do? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, every time I hear one of these preachers talk about how Christians are oppressed, and then they'll talk about something, oh, I don't know, in China, where all religions are oppressed, and they'll talk about how Christians are oppressed, and we're just trying to do the work of the Lord. You know, these people doing the work of the Lord, they're the ones who traveled around the globe in the 17th and 18th century, laying waste to civilization after civilization with their perverted belief system, their diseases, their capitalism, all in the name of the cross. And now they're saying, well, you know, we're being discriminated against in, Uganda. Got to send some missionaries over there and kill a few of those dark-skinned demons and, you know, establish. I can't stand it. I hate it. I just hate it. And this thing over in Alabama, with these, where do they come up with these white people? I don't know what that, maybe I'm missing. Maybe there's some blacks over there. All I share whites. These sorry-looking white people just with those arms up. Oh, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord. They're going to take down this big old rock that Judge Moore put out. Lord, help us, because if the rock comes down, then Christ is dead and God is dead and the Virgin Mary's no longer a virgin. And they're going to kill the unborn babies. So stop. What is that? It's insanity. It's craziness. Glenn, writing from Manhattan, says, Mike, although Americans were never known for their worldliness or sophistication, we did see a precipitous dumbing down of America beginning with Reagan in 1981 and culminating with too stupid to be president, Bush. Remember during the 2000 campaign when Bush was asked his view of evolution and he replied that he wasn't sure? I have been teaching college and or university anthropology for the past 12 years, and the number of Christian fundamentalists who deny Darwin and evolution in my classes keeps rising every year. As the rest of the world continues to bypass us educationally, we fight stupid battles about so-called creationism versus evolution and placing 5,000-pound granite commandments in courtrooms. Jeez. Yeah, was it Nicholas Kristof that had the column about 78% of America? I don't know where he got his numbers. I've got the column posted at my website, but 78% of Americans believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, but only 28% believe in the theories of natural or the proof of natural selection and or evolution. 78% versus 28%. That's astonishing. And the point Kristof was trying to make was how the rest of the world, at least, no, he was only referring to mostly the white world. He was referring to Europe. But how most, because that's where we come from, right? Most of us, the ones that came here voluntarily, at least at the beginning, right? We jerked a lot of brown-skinned people over here. But anyway, he's referring to our for white Americans, our European progenitors, and he's trying to point out how they, white Europeans, are leaving this whole nonsense behind. They're moving away from beings that the cloud beings, as Bartkop calls them, that lives in the sky. That live in the sky, moving away from that into, science. Now, again, whatever your belief system is, if it's based in spirituality, have at it. Good for you. Great. That's wonderful. It's religion I loathe. All of them. Every single one of them. But as Kristof points out, this, and Carl Sagan, before he died, he tried to make the point, I believe that either in his last book or in a series of essays, I guess it was his last book, which I have not read, obviously, but I've read excerpts. I've read reports on what he wrote, and he was warning, Stay away from this nonsense. Stay away from religion. Stay away from sorcery and New Ageism stuff and past lives and psychic this and, oh, my God, I'm in contact with somebody on a planet the Sirius Dog Star constellation. Stay away from it, Sagan warned. Stay with the science. Stay with the truth. Stay with the facts. 5,000-pound granite commandments in courtrooms. Dear God. There is a movement in this country. Is there not another, like at the turn of the 19th century, this so-called Great Awakening, which is not a Great Awakening at all, but that's what the religionists called it, this revival that swept this country, the turn of the last century. And it's starting to happen again. And the crew leading this is just as stupid, just as evil, just as devious as the preachers back then. We can't afford to do this. You know, your spirituality should be something that you develop strictly on your own. That's how I feel. My spiritual nature, and it does exist. It exists as, was it Harvey Cox or was it Ram Dass who said that vast space right behind your eyes? Huh? You know where you live? You live in that space up in your head. That's where you live. But think of that vast dark space right behind that, okay? That's infinity. That's where you make your decisions about spirituality. Was it Harvey Cox or was it Richard Alpert, Ram Dass? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Spirituality, personally, I think is a glorious thing. Mind, body, spirit. Right? That's what I learned in the YMCA, for God's sake. The triangle. Mind, body, spirit. And spirituality is what all these avatars have been about. Whether it was Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad or I can't say it about Moses. Moses was about killing things. But you know what I'm saying. Oh, no, I'm not dissing the Jews. Oh, my God, don't look at me like that. So it's the religion, it's the control, it's the blood, it's the killing, it's the, if you don't believe the way I believe, I will chop your hands off, then your feet, then your legs, then your arms, and then I'll kill you, you apostate bastard. That's what I can't stand it. I hate it. It's sickening. And what's going on over in Alabama is how that begins. It's how that begins. I just wish these people understood just a bit of religious history. Just a tiny bit. European religious history. Because that's where we come from. That's where most of us come from, white and black in this country. European religious history. But no, of course not. Jesus died for my sins! Wash me in the blood! Keep the damn blood away from me, dude. Okay, that's enough. Moving on from Ted Call. He sent me this. The Houston Chronicle reports, Republicans in Harris County have pounded their Democratic opponents time and time again at the ballot box during the past decade. Sunday, they intend to throw a grand old party to batter the Democrats' former headquarters in Midtown. That would be Midtown, Houston. Harris County Republican Chairman Jared Woodfill is asking local Republicans to bring sledgehammers and other implements of destruction to help level the building the Democrats vacated 3 months ago. Harris County Democratic Party Chairman Jerry Bernberg was quick with a metaphor. That's what Republicans do, he said. Tear things down, destroy them. They did it to our economy. They did it to our job market. They did it to our voting rights. They did it to our democracy, to civility in government, to civil rights, to health care for children, to fair pay for teachers. They took out their sledgehammers and smashed them to smithereens. Stalinism or fascism, whatever name you give it, it's totalitarian behavior by a fanatical mob.
Praise the Lord and hit 'em hard. The devil must have his due. That's all the weapons of Uncle Sam. The smallpox, Indian blankets, the bombs that beat Japan. Bless the cops and prisons that make us free. This land was made for me, 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 and the rest.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. and Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show.
Gizmo's back on the line in Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to tell you I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Left, and say hi to my other trucker buddies out there that listen to you, Kodiak and James. And
great.
I pulled this 18-wheel car over to the side of the road to speak with you. I read a couple articles that suggested that Bush Sr., had he gotten a second term, would have followed pretty much the same lines to go to war with Iraq. I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of conspiracy all the way back to the 2000 election to get Jr. in so he could go ahead and fulfill the plans designed for their father in his second term. I enjoy your program. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot from listening to you, and I appreciate your program, Tom, so keep it up.
Well, thank you, Gizmo. That's very kind of you, and thanks for pulling the 18-wheeler off to the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring Fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why not get something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
Hey, Chuck, welcome to Nebraska. How you doing, buddy?
Welcome
to Nebraska. We're lost in sauce, buddy.
You guys have way too much fun, you know that.
Isn't that the truth? What can we do for you, Chuck?
Hey, I tell you what. I got a border collie, and I called you guys up about 9-10 months ago, and you gave me some advice. This dog was a one-person dog, and that was my wife. Mm. And you gave me some advice that said that you give him some time and work with him, and I did. And I just want to thank you guys for what you said to me, because I really worked with a dog, and now he's kind of on my side.
And that doesn't bother you so much, does it?
No, not really. No. This phone call is just to thank you for your advice. I sure appreciate that, because it worked out great.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
making a lot of changes around here.
Weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kick it off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffens' Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas' Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are bright with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack, and the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Grapevine. Rambling with Ramsey will feed you into the hot spots and travel. Follow our second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
Prepare to be astonished!
Okay, so just what is going on here, people?
Did you know that you can get the best of Progressive Talk Radio on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145?
Oh, really? That has to be one of them.
Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145 is loaded with political talk radio from the other side. Kick it off your morning with Doug Steffens. Good day from 5 a.m. till noon Eastern Time. Follow up Tom Harkin Show from noon to 3 p.m. Then get different perspectives from different shows on Radio Free Speech Zone from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Family Talk with Dr. Mike Vieira then takes the reins from 5 p.m. till 7. Followed by All America Talk Radio from 7 p.m. till 9. Then get ready to fire up your night with the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time. All live Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Street 145. Powered by the only progressive talk radio network, i.e. America Radio Network.
What do you want, a medal?
Isn't that special?
Tune in to IE America Radio Network weekdays for the best of progressive talk radio. The Tom Hartman Show.
That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Radio Free Speech Zone.
Welcome, one and all. Tony Trupiano with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everything is well where you're at. It is okie dokie where I sit.
Family Talk.
This is Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera.
The All-American Talk Radio Show.
All-American Talk Radio with Peter B. Collins and Peter Walker.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I know I have a reputation of being fiery, hard-edged, passionate, outspoken, opinionated, and sometimes explosive. And that reputation is well-deserved because I am. I'm a liberal with a microphone, and that makes me dangerous.
For more information on these shows and other shows, or to listen live, visit us on the web at IEAmericaRadio.com.
Give me some live changes around here.
Weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kick it off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffens' Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas' Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are bright with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack, and the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Grapevine. Rambling with Ramsey will feed you into the hot spots and travel. Follow our second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
Limo back in line, Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to say I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Lab and say hi to my other truck.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back to school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back to school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply.
I enjoy your program. You're very
good life, great price.
And I've learned a lot from listening.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight.
Thank you,
Eastern Time.
That's very kind of you. Thanks for pulling the 18-wheeler off the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller.
Another Korean automaker is getting pressure from its workforce for better pay. By a 4-to-1 margin, 8,000 workers at Daewoo Motors voted yesterday to strike if they're not given a 24% raise. They follow workers at Hyundai, who struck for an 8.5% wage hike, and workers at Kia are in the midst of a series of partial walkouts for an 11% raise. Daewoo, however, is mostly owned by GM and may take a harder line on its workers' demands.
After months of wrangling, the United Steelworkers of America and Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company have a tentative new contract. If approved by some 19,000 steelworkers, the three-year deal would shut the doors on a Goodyear plant in Huntsville, Alabama, pink-slipping 1,100 workers in the process. Other details of the contract are not known, as union leaders are keeping tight-lipped on the fine print. It's not clear that the contract's ratification is a foregone conclusion. Many union officials believe Goodyear workers could reject the deal as they vote on whether or not to accept it over the next 2 weeks.
The stage is being set in the UK for the first widespread postal strike in 7 years. Talks on a new contract between the Royal Mail and 160,000 postal workers broke down this week, and the union plans to start strike balloting next week. Royal Mail has threatened that any strike would cause the money-losing service to lose even more business to private competitors, but many of those competitors are going on record saying they have no plans to try and move in on Royal Mail's market share during a strike. Royal Mail's offered a 14.5% wage increase, but tied it to layoffs and a system-wide overhaul. The Communication Workers Union wants an 8% raise with no strings attached. The results of the strike vote should be known by mid-September.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah. You're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Don't panic. Yeah, we had a moment there. Don't panic. I'm sorry. We just have more problems on this program than any program I have ever heard of. But it got a little bizarre there for a minute, but everything's back to what passes for normal on this program. Okay, now back to Doug in Las Vegas. I think you got cut off. We got you back. You called back, right?
Yes.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, on kind of a personal note, thank you, Kathy. Your MP3 on Wargate has really made the rounds on the web. I think that all the lies, all strung together like that, such music has been extremely popular.
Yeah, when you put it all together like that, it's just astonishing what you hear. And you're right. When it all goes together like that, it's like, how can this be ignored or avoided or compromised or mitigated or mediated? It can't. These bastards, these rat bastards, lied and lied and lied repeatedly over and over again.
Yeah, and I heard all the lies as it was happening. Even during the 2000 election, I was sitting there watching James Baker standing up there basically saying how the world is laughing at us because we aren't holding a proper election, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, now look at how they feel about the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, whatever suits them, whatever gives them power, that's all they're about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just power. It's not morality. It's not the truth.
That's right. That's right. That's why I know I must piss some people off when I say that all Republicans are supporting liars, thieves, killers, mass killers, thugs, if they're not that themselves. What more clear of an example could there be on a micro basis than what is going on in Houston, Texas, at the Harris County, abandoned now, a former Democratic Party headquarters?
I would love it if somebody could get a film crew out there.
And yeah,
for posterity.
Yeah, with these Republicans,
it's going to look like the night of the broken glass.
Well, exactly. That's what these people are. Thugs. They are like the Red Guards in China during the so-called Cultural Revolution. They're like the Nazis during Kristallnacht. They're like you can just go on and on. These freaks are anti-science, anti-intellectual, anti-freedom. They're anti-everything. I just hate them.
Yeah, it needs to be exposed.
I just hate them. Oh, my God, I hate them.
Oh, I'd love to see that put in MP3. I'd love to see it on an MPG format, you know, a film.
Well, maybe
of them doing that and putting it in your gallery section.
Yeah, we're getting to that point. I think we're still lacking one program to put that stuff up, a video page. But I'm sure KHOU in Houston will send a crew out to film these moronic jackasses. and I can't wait to see it. But it is so representative of the Republican mindset. They are destroyers. They are killers. They are mass killers. They kill Christ. They kill God. They kill each other. They are filthy. I wish them all straight to hell.
Well, hey, listen. If Kathy gets a hold of the video, yeah. She really needs to dub in monkey grunts.
That would be. Spitfire, thanks for checking in, pal.
Sure.
All right. You have a nice evening. Spitfire from MikeMalloy.com on the message boards. And truly, there are several people over there who just slice and dice these moronic, brain-dead half-wits from the right who stumble onto MikeMalloy.com. And it's just amazing to see the level of stupidity from these right-wingers. And then to see that there's a whole clutch. I can't name them all, don't have time. But there's a whole clutch of regular posters at MikeMalloy.com who are just... Some nights, even during the program, I sit here and go to that webpage or go to the message boards, and I just laugh my ass off. Some of the stuff these guys and gals come up with is just hysterically funny as they roast monkey meat on that website. It's even better than Bart Cop, that part of it. It really is, and I just absolutely love Bart Cop and worship at his site. But what people do at MikeMalloy.com to these half-witted monkeys is just absolutely hysterical. Check it out. You got to check it out. Will is calling from Atlanta. Hey, Will.
Hey, Mike. Great show.
Well, thank you.
And this is terrific, this Wargate MP3, as you mentioned, and I downloaded it from your website. I appreciate that. That's great, and I'll get the other stuff off your website, too. It's terrific.
Yeah. Kathy put that stuff together specifically so people can just take it and do whatever they want to with it.
The beauty of the Internet, the Nazis are probably spending overtime trying to figure out how to plug it up.
Right.
Well, they are. And it's like this guy Moore over in Alabama who bragged about having all his troops hate him over in Vietnam.
Right, right.
As a commissioned officer. I mean, right. The guy should be taken out and shot for that. I mean, to run troops and be proud of the fact that your troops that are under your command, that are sworn an oath to the Constitution.
It's a wonder he didn't get fragged.
Well, yeah, right.
A lot of those guys did.
Right, it's a shame. Because the troops were too good. They were better than he was. So that's why they held off fragging him. But these folks that are espousing their religiosity and think they're so patriotic should spend a little time reading the writings on religion of the author of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
They might learn a little something about history and religion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after all, he's the guy that divine providence chose to author the document that created the country. But these antichrist, anti-God, hypocrite, false patriot traitors that are the Republican Party pulling their little stunts like this thing you mentioned down in
Houston.
In Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, these are just... They are not men. They are frauds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's proved out by this latest little murder that Janklow committed, vehicular homicide.
Right.
The Republican, Mr. Republican of South Dakota.
Yeah, you know, he's a rapist, too. He's been convicted twice of rape.
Once
when he was a juvenile, and then again, he was charged with raping a 16-year-old Native American girl. The girl died under unusual circumstances. Newsweek magazine, I reported this, or we talked about this last night, Newsweek magazine and Peter Mathiasen, the writer, Mathiasen wrote something about it at Newsweek, and Janklow filed a $24 million lawsuit against them for libel. A court threw it out throughout the lawsuit. And I'm not sure what happened at that point. I just found out last night. This lousy, filthy Republican has no problem raping young girls.
Right.
And plus now he's a murderer. It's astonishing.
And he's a prince of the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is birds of feather. These are all, I mean, that's why Bush's grandfather financed Hitler. And this
right.
is a fact. This is not open to a quibble or
know.
To a semantics. He funded Adolf Hitler. And his son, we know, I hope you got my file that I sent you with the PDFs.
Yeah.
We know the guy was in on the Kennedy hit. And this
guy, this
clown is sending us to Iraq to pick up his buddy's oil business?
I just don't understand why any self-respecting Jew in this country or in Israel would have anything to do with the man whose grandfather financed the execution and gassing and murder of their relatives.
Right.
I don't get that.
Right, well, this is the big lie. I mean, what we fail to realize is that this Republican juggernaut is going to steam right through the stop sign the same way Laura Bush did when she killed her boyfriend.
Yeah, she's another one. I mean, they all run stop signs and kill people.
Right,
you know?
And kill innocent, better people through their. They don't care.
I know. Hey, I'm sorry, Will. I've got to move on.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Will. Appreciate you checking in. It's astonishing, isn't it? Even the ones that marry into the family. Jeb's wife turns out to be a smuggler. Jeb's kids are just little tramps and punks and thugs. And God, don't even... You notice how American media had declared a moratorium on the Bush twins, these little drunks that use fake IDs. And it's just... They're disgusting. They're just disgusting. Why am I even talking about it? Jim is calling from Portland, Oregon. Jim, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling too, right?
Yeah, it is. Thanks for taking my call, Mike. I appreciate what you're doing so much, man. You're the lone voice out there, and it's good to hear, like very good to hear. So.
Yeah, well, it's crappy work, but somebody has to do it, right?
Exactly. Well, what I wanted to talk to you about was as somebody who's kind of been active in protesting what's been going on this past couple months with this criminal in chief. I noticed that you said you mentioned last night something about reading a story about how the Deputy President was up and there were a couple hundred protesters in Portland.
Yeah, CNN said 250. Reuters and AP said 2,000.
Yeah, well, I just want to let you know that anytime you get information about protests in Portland from a local media outlet, which is basically how the AP gets their information up here, you got to multiply the amount of protesters by two and divide the amount of pro-war protesters by five, because they count all the time up here. Mm-hmm. You know, I was up in on March 20th, the first day of the war, and I'll tell you, man, we shut down the city of Portland for an entire night, and nobody said anything. They found the guys that were breaking things, and they said what a bunch of criminals. When the rest of the entire old middle-aged people, college dudes like myself, people were basically running all over the town, and it was just the most biased coverage I've ever seen. And, just wanted to give you the heads up on that because it's pretty rampant,
Oh, I'm sure. And we go to indymedia.org often to get a true report on what's going on.
Definitely. And, so. I just seriously think I'm really, really upset by what's going on now. Just even what happened last night. Bush comes up here, gives a, speech for a $2,000 plate dinner. Isn't he supposed to be leading a democracy? I don't know. Sometimes the words fail me on this type of thing, man.
Well, he's up there in the what has historically been that part of the country where the timber industry is the strongest, with his No Tree Left Behind initiative. So
that's right. They're going to clear out the underbrush and the overbrush and everything in between.
Everything.
It's disgusting, man. It's
the only good tree is a horizontal tree to bush.
That's right. It's one that's going to the military industrial complex to build something else. Man, well, I'll let you go, man, but I just want to say keep up the good work. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you checking in, and I hope you're going to call often. Thanks. Australian scientists are reporting that the ozone hole over the Antarctic is growing at a rate that suggests that it could be headed for a record size this year. I don't know why I'm sharing this one with you. This is really just out of left field, but it just kind of crossed. Who sent this to me? Somebody sent it to me, I think. A study by Australian Antarctic bases attributed the development to colder temperatures in the stratosphere where the ozone hole forms. Will you try saying that? The ozone hole in 2003 covers all of the Antarctic. That's not a hole. I wouldn't call that a hole. As you know, Ashcroft is out touring the country with his Patriot 2 defense. He's got, I don't know, 10 or 12 of these speeches. Now, in the first place, there's a question whether or not it's legal for him to do this. John Conyers of Michigan, the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, told Ashcroft in a letter that he should either, quote, desist from further speaking engagements, end quote, or explain why they don't violate restrictions on political activities by government officials. Well, Representative Conyers, I can tell you why you're not going to get a letter to your answer, an answer to your letter. It's because Republicans don't operate within the law. They never have. They never will. They're thugs, killers, and bastards. They don't operate within the law. Now, let's talk about Ashcroft for just a second. He was in Detroit the other day as part of this tour he's on. Are you aware that all of his meetings are closed to the public? Yeah. Yeah. All of them. The one in Detroit was 150 top policemen from across Michigan. And he was in the middle of the speech when a self-described follower of Lyndon LaRouche, I wish I would have been there, interrupted him. The heckler who got into the room in a downtown Detroit convention center, that would be Cobo Hall, by posing as a TV reporter, said, "Mr. Ashcroft, I'm with Lyndon LaRouche. We would like to know which of your terrorists are going to be used for a new 9/11, you and Dick Cheney. Tell them how you lied to the American people." And then the Reuters report says Ashcroft and more than one red-faced police officer were visibly angered by the outburst from the man, who then left the convention center unescorted and joined dozens of anti-government demonstrators outside. But even in defense of the USA Patriot Act, which is indefensible, that cannot be defended in this country. It could be defended in China. It could be defended in Russia. It could be defended in Saudi Arabia. It cannot be defended here. But even in his feeble-ass attempts to defend it, Ashcroft speaks not for the public. These are closed meetings, closed to the public. I hate these people. I hate these people. I hate these people. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I hate them. Because they're destroying my country. But they're doing it with my cooperation. Because I'm not in the street demanding an end to this. And until I am in the street demanding an end to this, I'm a co-conspirator. And I hate that. I hate that realization. But it is a truth. It is a truth. Again, I go back to the people of Yugoslavia who said to Slobodan Milosevic, "No, bastard, get out of here. You lost the election. Get out or we will string you up." And he got out. But see, I don't do that. I'm an American. I'm a sheep. Bah! I don't have the courage to go into the street and use any means necessary to reestablish the primacy of what this country is about. That is freedom, liberty, and representative government. I will get my courage at some point, but right now, I am a coward. I'm an American.
They put their faith and trust in God and corporations. They stand for piety that doesn't suffer.
Hey Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25. Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kick it off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffens' Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack, and the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will fill you into the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Should not protest because it is in the best interest of freedom and humankind.
And save the salmon. Save the salmon. We want the salmon to live. Commerce happens, and we have shown the world that we can have quality of life and at the same time save the salmon. Now, if you're just tuning in saying, what the hell is that all about? That's some quotes we had for you tonight from Too Stupid to Be President while he was pushing his No Tree Left Behind program out in the Pacific Northwest. Finally tonight, Florida authorities are investigating threatening letters and bullets sent to officials in Florida over the planned execution of a man who killed two people at an abortion clinic. You know who I'm talking about, Paul Hill. That kind of smiley, good-looking blonde guy who just has this sort of, hey, I kill people, but I don't want the little fetuses to be crushed, so I kill people. And I hope you kill me because then I'll be with Jesus. No, you're not, Paul. You're going to step into a void, only you're not going to realize it because you'll have no frame of reference. And the one thing that will happen, the last thing you will know, Paul, is when God, your God, pinches your head off and tosses it into hell for the demons to use as a soccer ball, you fruitcake nutcase, you. Law enforcement officials didn't disclose the contents of the letters received Monday by Florida Attorney General Charlie Crist, two corrections officials, and the Pensacola judge who sentenced Paul Hill to death. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement confirmed Wednesday the letters contained bullets. Governor Jeb Bush was mentioned. He who helped to destroy democracy in this country and signed the death warrant for Paul Hill, who's going to have his head pinched off. Bush said, it's so bizarre to think that sending letters with bullets, threatening letters, and then say, I'm doing this in the name of Jesus Christ. That's not my Jesus. No, it's not your Jesus, Jeb. You don't have a Jesus. You have some weird thing going on in your head with your wife, Columba. Go steal something. You know? Get out of my face. And this is hell for me because, I'm against capital punishment, except for Republicans. I don't know if Paul Hill is a Republican or not. No, actually, I'm against capital punishment, period, except I do make an exception for mass murderers like Henry Kissinger, Adolf Hitler, or Stalin, or George W. Bush. Program engineered in Detroit tonight by Jay Bielicki. Thank you, Jay. A lot of thanks to Mark Marshall, our webmaster and rock star, and of course, always, Jim, our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief. And thanks, Kathy, for producing the program. Robin Bittman announces, y'all have a good weekend. Okay, please, have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday. I hope. I really hope. Take care. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
yeah.
Stop.
A few more years on them.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK.